FFA, igniting leadership across the state. Thanks for joining us, everyone. With Tennessee Home and Farm Radio, I'm Melissa Bratton. More than 3,000 FFA members from across the state gathered in Gatlinburg recently at the 86th State FFA Convention, and one of the highlights was hearing from National FFA Advisor Dr. Steve Brown.
And I talked about purpose, passion, and persistence, understanding the purpose of agriculture and agricultural education, having the passion to be successful and to stay with it, and the persistence no matter what occurs. Not everyone is going to win every event, but that persistence will help them be successful in agriculture and in life.
Dr. Brown spent all 3 days of the convention in Gatlinburg getting a real feel for what Tennessee FFA really accomplishes at this convention. He says the students have really taken the Ignite theme to heart this year and have ignited their passion for agriculture and the FFA.
These students are excited about being in agriculture. There's opportunities for them. We know that we've got people to feed, and we know that is not going away. And so the opportunities are almost limitless for these students.
Dr. Brown has been the National FFA Advisor for a little more than 2 years, replacing longtime advisor Dr. Larry Case, and has more than 30 years of service to agricultural education.
As I told the students, I'm just a common person with uncommon responsibilities. I am a product of agricultural education and of FFA, and that's been some years ago, but it's that training, that experience, those opportunities that it provided me as in my youth as well as in my early adult years has helped me to move forward, and I'm just honored to be able to try to serve in any way I can to help support the organization and the agricultural education field.
Tennessee FFA has more than 200 FFA chapters across the state, making up the more than 13,000 FFA members of the Tennessee Association FFA. A great group of young leaders in agriculture. Join us next time on Tennessee Home and Farm Radio.